We are many, many months on from the Trump presidency, but books on Trump? Well, that four-year term is just beginning. The latest big title, Peril, came out this week, and it's from Bob Woodward, famous for breaking the Watergate scandal, and Robert Costa, his co-author at the Washington Post. What does it add to the Trump analysis and to the dozens of Trump books already out? Let's go to Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent and very busy reader. Ron, good to have you back.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And Ron, Peril is the third book in what we might call a Woodward trilogy here. There's Fear, there's Rage. How does Peril fit in?
It is the capper on the series, but it also extends the tension of the final days of Trump into the early months of the Biden presidency. And it makes clear that the disruptive effects of Trump's efforts to overturn the election that created the Biden presidency have not gone away and will continue. And in fact, as widely noted, the final two words of Peril are "Peril remains." Yet the bulk of the text is about 2020, the climax being the way Trump pressured state officials to overturn results in states he lost. Woodward and Costa really emphasize the pressure Trump put on Vice President Pence and how Pence struggled to decide what to do. And then, of course, Trump summons his supporters to Washington on January 6th and goads their march on the Capitol.
Now, it covers the, of course, the events of January 6th, but Peril also has a lot of reporting, as you mentioned a little bit, on the Biden presidency. What insights do Woodward and Costa provide there?
Yes, the January 6th reporting is really hour by hour, both up on the Hill and in the White House. But in the Biden case, he's really seen as being Trump's polar opposite in personality and in governing style. The authors introduce him by telling us that he decided to run for president against Trump after the Charlottesville marches and riot in August of 2017, because Biden says he wants to counter where Trump was taking the country. And so in his campaign and in his presidency so far, the contrast could scarcely be sharper. Where Trump was the towering and most compelling figure on the landscape, Biden's far more human scale, vulnerable, often seen as more importuning than commanding.
Now, there's a pile of Trump books out there, as you know, some by a much more controversial journalist, Michael Wolff. What do his books add to this picture?
Michael Wolff is a New York Magazine profile writer and biographer, as opposed to a Washington political journalist. But among the things he really can add are dramatic anecdotes about certain people that are not seen in the other books, people like Rupert Murdoch, the principal owner of News Corp and Fox News, Wall Street Journal. Wolff tells us that on election night, Trump tried to get Fox News to reverse its call of Arizona for Biden, and that this effort got all the way to Murdoch himself, who rebuffed it with an obscenity, according to Wolff.
Wow. So, I mean, there's that. There are the Washington journalists, and then there's this whole subgenre of books by Trump alumni who served in the White House. Some are glowing, some are blistering. What interests you there?
What's interesting is partly just the list. James Comey, the former FBI director that Trump fired, sure. Andrew McCabe, his successor, James Mattis, the first Secretary of Defense for Trump, H.R. McMaster and John Bolton, who were both the National Security Advisor through most of the Trump term, Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador who also resigned. McMaster and Haley includes a lot of positive notes, admiring even of President Trump. But the rest of these works are far more blistering than glowing. And there are a number of others out there we don't have time to mention, and still more to come in the years to come.
Well, okay, so more books coming. Daily journalism, we often describe it as the first draft of history. Maybe these books are the second draft. But as you read them, what's still missing? What questions about the Trump presidency do you think are still out there to write about?
Well, one unresolved question is that of legal culpability. Did Trump break the law? Did he, in some sense or another, violate financial laws? Did his company break the law? That's not up to journalists or memoirists to decide. It's not even up to those insiders who may have witnessed it all. Trump was twice impeached, but twice acquitted by the Senate. So will he ever face a judge or a jury? We simply don't know. He will face the judgment of history, of course, but that too will take time.
And finally, let me make you choose here. What is the one book you'd suggest people read about the Trump presidency if they haven't read a single one?
I'm going to cop out a little bit and call it a draw between Peril, the Woodward Costa book we've been talking about, and another book called I Alone Can Fix It by two other Washington Post reporters, Carol Lenig and Phil Rucker. It covers much of the same 2020 ground and has a lengthy interview with Trump post-presidency at Mar-a-Lago. Woodward had lots of interview material in his second book, but none in the third because Trump said no. The Lenig and Rucker book serves as an excellent guide to what happened from the perspective of people present at the White House and on the campaign trail on a daily basis.
It's on my list. Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Scott.